Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Mariana Bacayao. There are no new deaths from the coronavirus in the Quad Cities. Scott County reported 26 new cases yesterday, and its positivity rate is 3.8%. In Rock Island County, there were 18 new cases. The county's positivity rate has fallen to 4.2%. This week, Illinois made thousands of people eligible to receive the coronavirus vaccine. The state added people with a variety of long-term medical conditions, including cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Rock Island County Health Department Administrator Nita Ludwig says that's good news, but with no increase in vaccine supplies, it also means it might take longer for people to get COVID-19 shots.
Adding thousands of people to the pool of those seeking vaccination will make getting a time slot more difficult. We are trying to manage your expectations. You will have a chance to receive your vaccination, but you could be weeks away.
And at the direction of the state, Rock Island County will continue to reserve most of its weekly vaccine allocation for people needing a second dose. More people may soon be eligible for COVID vaccinations in Iowa. Scott County Health Department Director Ed Rivers says currently state residents 65 and older and those in education and first responders are eligible. Soon to be added are people homebound with disabilities and those in food service, agriculture, and manufacturing.
There may be some cases where workers in a facility may qualify for a vaccine based on this definition, while others do not. Workers in departments or areas within a qualifying facility who can social distance will not be vaccinated in Phase 1B.
He says Scott County residents should check his department's website for updates of who's eligible for vaccine and when. Rivers also learned yesterday the county may receive a one-time increase in its vaccine supply, over 1,000 doses. Recently, its weekly allocation has been 2,200 doses. The eastbound lanes of River Drive in Moline will be closed from 34th Street to East Moline. Crews will repair the road where a water main broke earlier this week. A detour will be in place until 6 a.m. when the lane will reopen. Illinois lawmakers voted along party lines yesterday as the House of Representatives passed a bill to protect LGBTQ Americans from discrimination. Jim Meadows reports.
Republican Mary Miller of Coles County spoke against the Equality Act at a news conference held by the House Freedom Caucus, which focused on claims transgender women could be a danger in restrooms and have an unfair advantage in sports.
This bill is neither safe nor fair for women or our girls, and the consequences are broad, far-reaching, and egregious.
But in floor debate, Illinois Democrats focused on long-time discrimination faced by LGBTQ people. Congressman Mike Quigley of Chicago said their rights are human rights.
They want us to believe that protecting LGBTQ Americans somehow hurts women and girls, but they know better.
The bill now goes to the Senate, where a possible GOP filibuster makes its future uncertain. I'm Jim Meadows.
In the forecast today, we'll have areas of fog until 9 a.m. After that, sunny with a high near 45. I'm Mariana Bacayao.